Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
You think for me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think we need to get back to the
stage. Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another night of Amongst Friends. I am your host, Patrice Reynolds, and also joining me tonight is my friend, good friend, Joseph Snyder.
Hey, what's up, world?
Paul Morgan, known as PJ.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
And Deidre Robertson.
I want to be a great friend, too. I mean, jeez.
Yeah, well, that's going to take some time. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to the show. Tonight, we're going to need you to call in. Our topic tonight is when his sex drive declines. And please take note, it is when his sex drive declines. The call-in number tonight is 760-683-2662. Again, 760-683-2662. Okay, when his sex drive declines. We can go so many places with this topic, but we're going to start off with the reasons why the drive would decline. And, of course, I'm hoping that our guys chime out tonight because, of course, nobody, you know, really knows the experience of this more than guys. So we're just going to discuss the reasons why a sex drive would decline. Anybody, just shout it out, and I would like to touch on the points of what we can do to also resolve those particular issues of reasonings why someone's sex drives would decline. So, fellas, start me off with some reasons why something like this would happen.
Well, there could be health reasons why a man's sex drive would decline. If a man has an enlarged prostate, you know, he's going to have problems down there in that area.
Right.
If it's blood pressure or sugar, you know, somebody has diabetes and they don't take care of it for a long time, then that can also kill your sex drive. From an emotional standpoint, I think a man who is nagged or a man who is tortured by his woman, you know, after a while loses his drive for her. And that, I don't know if that's, you know, a whole nother conversation, but I've seen that happen.
Okay. And you said he would lose his sex drive for her?
For her, yes.
Okay. Any other reasons, guys, why this would happen? Please be free and, you know, just you know, tell us what's on your mind.
Well, PJ kind of answered the bulk of it being, you know, there could be health concerns, and all the while that's the importance of taking care of your physical health, but also emotional problems can lead to a low sex drive or, you know, inability to perform sexually. But also there may be some issues as far as stress. Stress can plays a really big role in the sex drive of both male and females, but especially the man. Have lack of sleep, lack of energy, all of those things play a big role in whether or not a man's sex drive will be high. Then if you go on a biological level or chemical level, his hormones, how much testosterone is in his body or how much, you know, the lack thereof, all of those can play a very, very significant role in whether his sex drive is high. And then I guess just depending on the type of man, like, you know, there are some men who just don't have a high sex drive. It's always been like that for them. And just finding those times when it is high it would be important for, let's say, the woman that is involved with the man, like whether or not they can work through that issue if it is just that's who he is and there's no biological or physical factors or emotional or mental stress. We forgot about the mental, but, you know, if there's no mental illness or no mental dysfunction, all of those play a big role in sexual dysfunction. Sex drive.
Okay. Deidre, of course, you're far from a man, but have you experienced having conversations with guys, complaining about this particular thing?
Well, I haven't had anybody to tell me that their sex drive has complained. You know, they've complained about it declining or anything like that. But I have heard people say that once the sexual relations become boring, then they're out. It's a wrap.
Okay.
They want something else.
Okay. So I would, you know, when it, I guess that would fall under being mundane in the bedroom and things become, like you said, boring. Medication is also a reason why a man's sex drive would begin to decline, depending on what kind of medicine he's on. I hear a lot about, you know, diabetic medication affecting that as well. I think it was Joey that touched on overworked as far as, you know, goes hand in hand with stress. And another thing is age. Is it true that a man's age affects, you know, his decline? Guys well into their you know, late 60s and 70s that are still active, maybe not as much as when they were younger. But have you guys heard, you know, similar stories as to that, as far as, you know, where age is a problem?
I have.
Definitely.
Deidre, you said you haven't?
Mm-hmm. All the guys I know are still going at it. And that's, I know some 60 and a couple of 70-year-olds.
Okay. All right. That's something to look forward to. So what we can do now is pretty much let's just touch on each topic and how would you, you know, yourself resolve the issue about being overworked or stressed? How would you handle your sex drive going down or his sex drive going down when knowing that he or yourself is overworked or stress? Like, what, you know, what road would you take to make that better?
I think one of the things that you would want to do if you're a man and you are experiencing a low sex drive and you know, it's affecting your desire to want to have sex or the frequency in which you have sex or if it's, you know, causing any sexual dysfunctions like erectile dysfunction or, you know, inability to have an orgasm, anything in that nature. If you feel like this, that you being overworked is the cause of that, that one of the things is to first look at why you're overworked. Like, why you feel like you have to work so hard? And if it's for financial reasons, is it because you're trying to escape home or you're trying to avoid dealing with issues? Like, those are the kind of questions that you have to ask. And then basically take a break.
But what?
Relax.
But what?
Hmm?
I'm saying, but why are you avoiding home? I mean, what, she done got too fat? She done got too skinny? She got too many kids? She don't have time for you? I mean,
some people, even if it's not like, some men may avoid home or try to work even if they're by themselves, even maybe they don't want to go home alone, and so they try to work themselves into, you know, into exhaustion, so when they come home, they won't have to deal with being alone, and they can just go to sleep. I don't know why, but, you know, that's just one of the reasons why a lot of people, why some men overwork themselves, because they don't want to go home for whatever reason, and it may not have anything to do with a woman. It could just be themselves, or it can be they don't want to go home, or they can still
be living at home
with their parents. Yeah, or they can just be workaholics. Whatever the reason is, if it's overwork, figure out why you're overworking yourself, and then relax. Change some things around and relax.
PJ, you do a lot of work in the studio, I know, and a lot of travel time. Have you ever found yourself in this kind of situation?
Not really. I have been exhausted, and that's not, you know, that's not a good feeling. So I think sometimes, and just speaking, you know, as a married man and just being honest, I think a lot of times when you're single, and this is, I'm not saying this is for everybody, you know, a lot of times that is your main goal. Okay, well, how am I going to get some sex? How am I going to get some sex? And then when you get married, sometimes you have that. And, you know, if you have a woman that doesn't hold it or withhold it or play games with it, then you have it whenever you want to. And then your mind is kind of free to try to conquer other things. And sometimes in trying to conquer other things and trying to get a bigger house and trying to get better cars and trying to get your kids through school, you just, you know, work and work and work and work and work and work. And then one day, you know, you're tired or, you know, you fall asleep on the job and things like that. And you just kind of have to reset.
Well, guys, answer me this. I've been really perplexed about this for a while. When you are exhausted, are you completely, is it impossible for you to be, I don't know, ready for sexual, you know, events? I mean, in other words, is it impossible for you to be ready or just be in a position where you can have sex? Even if she arouses you, is it possible for it not to be aroused?
Well, I mean, I think the difference with sex drive, which is just libido or sexual desire, it's kind of just one of those things where you know, do you have a desire for sex? Do you have the energy or the, you know, just all of that whole just willingness? Like, you probably still have the ability to have sex. It's just that your desire has lowered, and that's what we're talking about when we're talking about sex drive. It's the desire, the sexual desire. And so a lot of times, if you're exhausted, I think if you push through the exhaustion, or if you get horny enough, or you want to have sex bad enough, that you'll push through that. But whereas it's just a difference where you might be, if your libido is high, you might be more sexually aggressive. You may initiate sex. You may be the one who is trying to, you know, get the whole thing started, and then you feel hungry for more. And so after your first round, you're down for 2-3 more. Whereas if you're exhausted, you might not even want sex, or you might say, okay, let's get this round over with and go to bed kind of thing. So I think it's possible, depending on how you're feeling, how the man is feeling, how, you know, what type of exhaustion he's going through. And if he's just completely physically exhausted, he may not have a desire for sex. But is it possible? Yes, it's possible, because you don't per se lose the ability to perform sexually if you have a low sex drive. It's just that your desire for it or your willingness to participate is a little lower.
Okay. I just wondered that, because if a man is exhausted but can still get excited, can the woman basically do all the work and be satisfied herself, and you can just go on to fairy tale sleepy land?
Yes, he can.
Say it again.
I said, yes, he can.
So you have experience in that, or you want to share?
Yes, I've had experiences where, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All righty, okay. Well, all right. Let's talk about medical conditions. I know, you know, all of these guys on the line are pretty young, but when there comes a time when a man, his prostate starts acting up, and or other medical reasons that have him having a hard time with his sex drive and, you know, getting it done. I don't know, Joey, you're a social worker. Do you go through a lot of these kind of problems when you're when you're talking to men at all?
No. Well, it depends. I think just going back to your point where you were talking about medication, because I work with individuals who have co-occurring disorders. And so a lot of them are on medications, and some of them are young, some of them are older. And it's just mainly as far as sex drive, or more so their problems come through more so through sexual dysfunction, or the inability to have sex or enjoy sex is more so their problem because of their medication issues. But as far as sex drive, I haven't encountered, as far as just in where I'm working, I haven't encountered anybody talking about a low sex drive, but more so their medications affecting their ability to perform. And but, you know, like you said, when you get older or if you have medical issues, like people do, you do kind of experience, or you hear more guys talking about how it's just difficult. They don't have the desire they had when they were 20 years old, or how they would knock them down or run them through. And now you hear, for some guys who are older, they say, you know, sex is just not at the top of the totem pole for me anymore. It's not that important.
Wow.
Or you hear guys say, you know, my sex drive is just really low, and I'm trying to find a balance because my wife or my girlfriend or what have you, you know, she wants it all the time. And then you just, you know, but my diabetes or my heart or whatever is just preventing me to even desire it, you know. And that's
wow. We got a caller. Mike, you're on the line. You got a comment?
Yes, I am. I sure do.
What's on your mind?
I hear what y'all are talking about, and I know that's very real, but I can say, speaking from personal experience, I'm 40 years old. My drive is the same at 40 as it was at 17. Even when I'm mad, when I'm exhausted, I just love women too much and sometimes I wonder if something's wrong with me.
Mike, you're lying. Your energy is not the same from 17 to 40.
Okay. Okay.
It's quite possible.
I'm not talking about the energy. No. I'm not talking about the energy. I'm talking about the drive, the desire, the want to, the, you know, the capability to, I mean, even when I'm exhausted, it's just like there's something about it that charges me up. When I'm mad,
okay.
It's just, so I mean, I hear you, and I know that certain guys do, but I really can't relate to that, because there's never not a time that I don't think about it, when it don't excite me. Shit, I might have to stop, because I think I'm getting excited now, but
you know what?
It's just, I mean, seriously, and I'm not exaggerating.
Is it pretty rare, though, that a guy's drive would be the same from 17? Come on, 17-year-olds. I remember dating 17-year-old guys, and it was on their mind constantly. Every single look in touch was that.
Yeah.
Right. And we're talking about drive, right? And not necessarily capability. We're talking about drive, right?
Right. And that's my answer. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Mike said drive and
capability. My drive is the same as when I was a kid.
Okay, right. And Mike, you also said capability, right?
I haven't had problems performing. That's what I'm saying. I've never said I need a minute. I've never said, now, I mean, obviously I'm not as impatient at 40 as I was at 17, so there's no need for the quantity because the quality has improved, but it's the same.
Okay.
Whereas at 17, I might get the same pleasure with 4 that I do now with 2. Because I know a lot more now. It's kind of like sports, if you will. When you first start playing a sport and you don't know nothing about it, your natural ability takes you only so far. But as you master your craft and you learn more about the sport, your natural ability takes a back seat to your wisdom and knowledge. And you can still play at that same level, you just don't do the same things. So that's what I mean by my energy hasn't changed, none of that.
PJ, what were you getting ready to say?
No, when I got to agree, Mike, when you talk about drive, yeah, the drive is, you know, for me it's the same. It's the same drive as when I was 17. I'm married now, so it's not, you know what I mean, it's not every woman that I see that I want. And then a part of it, as far as drive, was the challenge of it.
Uh-huh.
So now I don't, you know what I mean? I don't have that same thing. Now, you know, I do chase my wife.
No, I don't know what you mean.
I'm telling you. I chase my wife, but the desire is still the same.
So, PJ, your sex drive versus your ability to sustain and as that youthful guy, is that two different things? Because,
yeah,
of course, the drive is the want, but the capability, Mike says, is the same as well. Is that true for most men or just some?
I don't know, because I'm not as energetic as I was as a 17-year-old. Now, as you know, I'm in my 40s. You know, I'm not doing
okay.
It all night. I got to get up in the morning.
Okay, can I say this then? After the first round, can you come right back as if you were 17?
No, I got to get something to eat, you know, watch a TV show, and then we good.
And so you need about 45 minutes?
Yeah, about 20. But when I was 17, you know, it was a matter of washing up and going back again.
Okay, that's nice that you watched.
But the desire has not changed.
Right. So, Mike, are you still on the line?
No, he got cut off.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but,
so I'm glad you brought that up.
I was going to say that also, you have to look at, like, the type of who the man is, because every individual is different. But two, how healthy you are. Like, I didn't realize until I started studying human sexuality and everything how important it is for your health, like how you're, like whether you are healthy, whether you're physically fit, how much that plays a role in not just your sexual desire, but your ability to perform. Like, I had no idea that being physically fit has what we were talking about when you asked PJ, you know, being able to, after round one, do you need a break in between or the refractory period? Like, and a lot of that has a lot to do with whether or not you are health, you know, heart healthy, respiratory healthy, whether, you know, your breathing is on point, whether you know, mm-hmm. how much you weigh, what you eat. What you eat plays a big part in your sexual desire and your sexual ability or your ability to perform. It plays a huge role. And I didn't realize that how much of a role it plays. You are what you eat kind of thing is just really important. And making it so, like, if you want to be, you know, older guys, if you want to, you know, really go after your wife and you want to get back to that 17-year-old 10, 20 times a night, if that's what you want, and you can get back there by improving your physical health and your diet.
That's very interesting. So working out, the guy that is working out and keeping healthy has a better chance at keeping the energy as well as the drive going. That's pretty interesting. That's very. I wonder if that's
and even important with if you have good heart health. As you know, the heart pumps the blood, and so if your heart health is healthy, for guys who are having, you know, who women kind of complain of not being able to, you know, feel their erection or they, you know, they don't have as strong erections as they had when they was younger, improving the your heart health can improve, which would in turn improve. Cardiovascular work would improve blood flow, and so if it, if your blood is flowing good to your heart, imagine other places that it will flow good.
Very interesting. I have never thought about that. That makes a lot of sense. I wonder if that works for women as well.
Yes, definitely. Good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, it does, because blood flows down there as well. Just not, maybe not the same as it does for a man, but it flows the same way down there, too.
Wow.
For a woman.
That's pretty interesting. Interesting. So when it comes to the medical issue that men have, what do you think about medication? They have a pill that's out that actually draws blood to that location. Do you guys think that's... Do you guys think
I
that's
mean,
right?
Really, Patrice? They have a drug?
Really, Patrice?
That, I mean, seriously?
Yeah,
that's
like
how you
young...
Okay.
Yeah.
So
how young
are you talking
to
about Viagra?
Yes, the blue pill. Yeah. but they have other pills. Like they have other pills that are not Viagra.
Cialis.
That. Huh.
Cialis.
Yeah, I don't know them. Yeah, but
I know
you,
the
you
other
know,
one is Cialis, and then it's one like Lipitor or something. Oh.
What about the over-the-counter stuff that they sell?
What you mean, like Tiger Balm or something?
No, they have individual pills I've seen over the counter, and for some reason they sell them a lot at the gas station. You see those
what's
pills?
What's a Tiger
at the,
Balm?
The freaking
yeah,
gas.
That's what I'm saying.
But what is that?
What, at the gas station?
No, what's a Tiger Balm?
That's like, isn't Tiger Balm like a balm that you rub on yourself, on your muscles, or...
I have no idea.
It's a balm that people that work out use. You know, I have some, actually. And you rub it on your muscles when your muscles ache. Tiger balm, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, what do you guys think about taking medication for, you know, when you can't get excited with your...
Oh, the other one is Cialis and Levitra. Those are the other ones. Like Viagra,
okay.
It's Cialis and Levitra.
Joey, have
and
you
I'll
ever had to take that?
No, ma'am. I don't need to take no medication. And also, I don't think I would want to, especially with the side effects, you know, and then having to get, if your erection doesn't go down after 4 hours, you have to get a needle in your penis. And
oh,
that doesn't sound fun at all. So I'm good.
What about you, PJ? You ever had to take a pill and call it a night?
No. I think it's, well, let me say this. I think it's more important to take care of your health. And I think that especially our black brothers need to go to the doctor, get yourself checked out, know what your heart, you know what I mean? Know what your heart's doing. Know what your prostate is doing. Know what your kidneys are doing. A lot of times we don't go to the doctor until we go to the emergency room and our body has deteriorated. So, you know, I think that for health reasons, you should try to take care of your health before you have a health problem and look over it, you know, because that is a shortcut. You know, take care because over time studies have showed that, you know, those pills, they really mess with your sex drive, and after a while, you need them to function.
Your what
and
drive?
And the reality is, huh?
It messes with your sex drive?
Yes, after a while.
Wow. We got another caller on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you finished? We got another caller on the line. Apollo from D.C., are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
And just fine. What's your comment? Yeah, what's your comment?
I want to go back to the health thing, because a lot of us, you know, we have high blood pressure, like I said, diabetes and things like that. And it's like if you work out and lower your diabetes, you can get off medications and things like that. But it's also when you work out, you know, like the core is a very important part of your body, especially when it comes to sex. For a man, you know, the core is very important for longevity during the sexual episode. If your core is strong, you know, it's attached to your, you know, your penile cord and all the other stuff, then you enjoy sex longer and you're pretty much stronger. So it's really about, you know, working out, taking care of yourself, like everybody's been saying so far. And I kind of want to piggyback on that.
Okay, your core. What is this core you're talking about? You have to explain that to me. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Your core is your stomach.
Oh, that core.
Yeah,
yeah, I learned that in
your core. Yeah.
Okay,
your stomach, like the stronger the man's stomach is, you know, it the longer sexual episodes he has in one sitting, you know.
Wow.
But, you know, if you're overweight, you know, if
yep.
You know, it's just, you know, if you're not taking care of yourself, period, you know, and just you want your body to be right, because you can't be on top of no woman and you all falling on her because, you know, you haven't done any push-ups or you can't hold your own weight. You know, you might get a female that might want to get picked up, and you just, your legs ain't strong enough. You're stumbling everywhere. I mean, you know, you want to take care of yourself, and you want to, you know, after you have sex, you want to be sitting there breathing all hard, you know, and you know, sweating like crazy. Actually, you want to sweat, but you know, you don't want to be all out of shape like you done ran like, you know, a 5-10 mile sprint, you know.
So Apollo, you're not taking 20 minutes. After your first session.
I mean, no, but see, that also depends on the woman. If the woman's sitting there waiting on the man, I mean, if she really wants to get it in, you know, soon and quickly, then, you know, we both have to go at it. She can't be sitting there waiting for me like, okay, I'm waiting for you to get it up. She has to, you know, assist and stimulate and things like that.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It'll take 20 minutes, but, you know, if the woman is doing her thing, you know, and I'm doing my thing, and we're both, you know, interacting and not just sitting there laying down waiting, then it can happen in 5-10 minutes. But if you're sitting there just, you know, chilling, and she's looking at you, you're looking at her like, you know, waiting on you, then it's going to take longer. You just have to be, you know, involved and be into each other and want it and things like that. Like, me personally, I'm just like the caller, I guess Mike the caller earlier. Like, I think about, you know what I'm saying, sex pretty much then, like, I was 17, you know, and, you know, of course, I don't go after every woman or anything like that. But, you know, I think about it a lot, and, you know, and when it comes to it, you know, I'm trying to get, like, three sets in. You know, that's just how I am. But I know not every man is like that, but me personally, you know, a friend of mine, she was like, why you always got, like, 4 condoms? And we'll go through 3, you know what I'm saying, the 4th, but she'd be like, just forget it. So I don't really have a problem with, you know, I guess, you know, wanting to do it again or whatever like that. I'm down for whatever. If I'm there with you, I'm there with you. And I want to be there, so I'm going to make sure you want to be there.
Wow. Hey, Apollo, can you name some exercising... I don't know, some exercises that will help with the core? Because I know yoga is one of them.
Something I heard, it was very simple that I heard. If you're sitting down at a desk, like you're at work and you're sitting down, if you can track your stomach muscles, like, you know, like contract them, maybe do, let's see if you can do like 10, right? And as a man, if you're contracting your stomach muscles, you kind of can feel it in your penile area. You know, if you can do that, like, say, if you can do it 10 times, like say, in, like, 30 seconds, and each day try to increase it, it helps with the penile cord and the strengthening of the penile cord in your penis.
Does that help women,
simple
too?
To do. Women, I don't know. I mean, I'm not too sure about that, but I was actually told that by a trainer, and it was just funny because I was just talking about it matter of factly about the core and everything, and he brought that up. You know, so it's something simple like, huh?
Oh, can you find out if that's the same for women and call us back?
But it's like, even if it wasn't, it's still something for your core and your stomach that's good to do. So,
right.
You know, it seems like it will make the vaginal walls, you know, the muscles and everything. It seems like it will make it tighter and, things like that.
That's what Kegel exercises are for.
And you know what? I am completely wrong. You do not contract your stomach. I'm sorry. You contract your penis.
Oh.
Alrighty.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. So it's like you can contract that joint, like your penis, like maybe like 10 times, and then just increase. It kind of strengthens it. I'm sorry, I was kind of wrong about the penis. The stomach, it's not the stomach, it's the penis. That is not easy. That is not easy. If you sit there as a man, sit there and try to do it like 10 times, it is not easy at all. But,
wow.
Thanks for calling in, Apollo. Please stay with us tonight and call back in if you have any other comments. Everyone, the call-in number is 760-683-2662. Again, 760-683-2662. Guys, please give us a call. And we also have a chat room. I wanted to mention that. We also have a chat room. Leave your comment if you don't want to call in or if you're embarrassed or whatever. We have a chat room right on the site down at the right-hand corner, is it? And just leave your call-in. I'm going to bring Mike back.
Yeah.
Is Mike there?
I'm here.
What's
can
going
you hear
on,
me?
Mike? Yeah.
Not much. I mean, these Apollo kind of stole my thunder with the whole core thing. But that's my man, you know, so it's all good. But, you know, TJ touched on something, too. Health is very important. And that's why I wanted to qualify what I was saying. When I say my excitement, When I said my excitement, I'm saying, nah, I'm not as crazy as I was at 17. That's because I ain't know no better. But
okay. That's
what I'm saying when I say my drive and my excitement is still the same. It's just now tempered with age and knowing that if you rush to it, it ain't going to be as good. So it's not about, you know, just going for the sake of going, like when you're 17. It's more like I said, if I got four when I was 17, I get the same excitement out of two. And like Apollo said, nah, it don't take 20 minutes. If y'all both working and focused on it, it's like, oh, grab the next one, let's go. And TJ really hit it on the head and brought it home, and he said, your health is the most important because all those pills do is increase blood flow.
Wow.
And after a while, that's why it becomes vital to you because your body gets used to that boost and that jump. You can get the same boost. You can get the same boost
from exercise.
With 5-hour energy. And exercise. Mm-hmm. I mean, realistically, with exercise, I noticed that at one point, and I mean, I'm still overweight, but I'm doing more with my diet. And I just realized within a week's time, not even with what we're talking about, just in general, my overall energy was up just by cutting out sugary drinks and drinking nothing but water. And then when it came time, it was like, oh, wow. I noticed, you know, my man looked different and everything. So,
your man.
I got a 13-year-old,
you know.
So I'm being politically correct. Let's get that clear. I got a 13-year-old, but I'm saying that's
because
what
it's a muscle,
Patrice,
right? So,
you know,
yeah.
It, Patrice, you know what it is. You know what it is.
Yeah, but I just can't believe you said it. So what I'm trying to say is your man, it's a muscle. It's a muscle. When you work out.
Okay, there you go, Patrice. Did you just see that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
It's so not, when you work out, so when you work
not
out,
a muscle.
That being a muscle, it affects that?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And another thing too about the core, and Apollo didn't go fully. He just said the stomach, but it also includes your hips, and you have what are called chakras in your body, and that is a part of your core too. So, as you increase that, like another thing you could do is like the toe raises, because that increases the strength of the muscles in your hip area.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, because you have to move your hips.
And
that would,
you know, those are just different things you could do during the course of the day. Like he was saying with the stomach tightening, and then the, you know, when you're sitting at the desk and you do your toe raises, that increases the muscles in that area. But another thing you should do anyway, even if you're not playing sports or working out, is you should stretch. You should take 10 minutes a day to stretch. I had a personal trainer tell me once, even if you're not playing sports, I'm like, I ain't playing sports. He's like, no, just stretch. Because you use those same muscles to walk. You use those same muscles to do everything with.
All right, Mike. So, well, thank you very much, Mike. But stay with the conversation,
time.
Mike, because I know we want to hear from you again tonight. We're going to pull in Heather. Okay, we're going to pull in Heather. Heather, you're on the line?
Yes. How are you guys doing tonight?
Heather.
Yes, fine. It's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice. I want to pull Jeff in on this conversation. Jeff, what's your comment?
Yeah, I understand that y'all are getting very technical and physical, but I want to take it to those brothers that were conditioned to, you know, getting that quantity. You know, I was one of those kids that always heard from older cats on the block, there ain't no booty like new booty.
Hey,
and your mission is to go and get the new booty. So, booty?
What did you say?
I said there are some people, there's some guys out there who are just conditioned to the game. So
Okay. Basically
it's, you know, they get told stuff like I was told, like there ain't no booty like new booty.
Oh, he's saying booty. Okay. All right.
So basically, you know, it's that hunt that you're on constantly for the different sizes or, you know, a different type of chick. And you get conditioned to that, and then as you get older and you settle down to your wife, and, you know, your wife, yes, she can be every woman. She can have multiple personalities in the bedroom, but she can't switch it up like in the physical. And I think that might also play on how sometimes a guy's sex drive might fall a little bit, because he's no longer has that ramp up, because he's going from, you know, some chick who's about a size 2 to some chick who's about a size 38.
And that's actually
the
next point that we were touching on, when the bedroom, you know, is mundane, when it becomes a bit boring and the same. Would that cause a man's sex drive to decline? Would it cause it to decline for her or overall? Joey, were you about to say something?
No.
Oh, okay.
You want me to say something,
though? I would love for you to say something.
Okay. So, well, I think, like you say, if the bedroom is boring and mundane, and if it's boring and mundane for both people, then yeah, your sexual desire is going to be low because you just not interested in it. But if it, let's say the sexual desire is just down for the man, and the woman is like, well, I think everything is fine. Here again is where you have to have a conversation. As I've said before, communication is probably the best healing agent for anything that you can come across. If you are openly communicating, honestly communicating, non-judgmentally and non-confrontationally communicating, you can work through just about anything. And sexual desire or sexual compatibility can be, or being sexually incompatible is one of the things that can be worked out through communication. And if things are born, spice it up. Talk about what's boring you, and then talk about ways to spice it up. And for a man, it's one of those things where, you know, for some guys, there's just, let's just be honest, there's just some people that are just selfish, and they want their cake and eat it too. For those men, like you say, finding the new booty, being on the hunt, that's going to be forever their desire because they're just selfish.
You mean to tell me if I spice it up in the bedroom and become four different women, four different ways, and I'm talking about physically as well, not just what Jeff was talking about, changing up the personality, but not in addition to role play, additional ways of making love or having sex, whatever, you mean to tell me that I could be stuck with a brother that will still want something outside of the bedroom?
Definitely. Well, I'm trying to figure that out too, Patrice, because I'm trying to figure out why I have to spice it up and change physically and be all these characters, and I'm still getting the same penis. Like,
well, you would. Well, that's the thing. You
I'm trying to figure out, like,
thing.
Why
I mean,
can't I get tired of your dick?
I mean, but if he's changing it up in the bedroom, Heather, you're not going to get tired of it because the penis is still going to be the penis regardless. It's
okay,
what you bring into it. It's what you're doing with it that makes it different. It's how you add to it. But if you're just having sex and it's just missionary style, I know exactly what's going to happen as soon as we walk in the bedroom, as soon as you start kissing me on my neck,
as soon as
I start touching your boobs, I know exactly what's going to happen. But my point to what Treese was saying was that there are just some guys, no matter what you do, there's not all, I'm not saying all, but there are just some guys that's just going to be addicted to the chase. And most of those guys, they stay single, stay bachelors, and stay with the chase. They never get married or what have you. Or they're married and they fantasize about being with someone else, and that's how they make it through sex, or they cheat. It's either one of those. But that's not the truth for all guys. I'm just saying, that's not the truth for all guys. I'm just saying those ones.
It's definitely discouraging, I have to say, because, you know, if you are a woman with a lot of spice in, you know that you won't have to have the conversation of, honey, can you spice it up? Because you are just that spice, and you know, you just have that in you, and you still got to go through, wow, that throws something else at me, for real.
I think it is the obligation of both parties to...
Yes.
Keep the bedroom spicy and to try different things and new things and be willing to do that. But at the same time, I think that if it's the same as, then that's both of them are contributing to that. And he needs to be just as creative as she is and help one another explore other options and move away from their inhibitions concerning sexual freedom. But I think, I don't know if you guys have discussed this already, but one of the things that I feel like is that men a lot of times are very more active when they're younger sexually. They just are by nature. That's what they do. That's kind of how they seek to prove manhood and how it's kind of jokes within the family, within the fraternity, in school or whatever. Whereas women are told to hold themselves, so by the time we get old enough to discover our own sexual freedom and are ready to have sex, he's kind of dwindling down.
Well, before you call, we just had Apollo get on the line and say, no, I'm sorry, not Apollo, Mike, get on the line and say he got the same exact energy and the sex drive that he's had since he was 17. And he's 40, by the way. Mike is 40.
And he's 40?
And that is,
Mike.
Yeah, and that's quite possible. That's not impossible for a guy to have a high sex drive. Again, one is just being a man. That just comes
with it.
Well,
what are we calling high, Joe?
Wanting sex, just having a desire for sex. That's what the sex
like
drive
every
is.
Day?
It's desire. Whatever that desire is, it can be every day. And I think as you get older, as Mike explained, as you get older, you begin to realize that, okay, I want it every day, but I know that might not be realistic. That might not be something that my woman is able to do. So I'll settle for 4 days a week or a week, or I know it's just not about jumping into the bed. I know there's a lot more. And that's the difference between a 17-year-old who has a high sex drive and all it is just sex with him, and an older guy who still has a high sex drive, but he knows it's more into it than just the act of sex or the act of conquest. There's a lot more into it. That he understands foreplay. He understands desire. He understands a woman having an orgasm. He understands all that. He understands the intimacy, the emotions. And his sex drive is still high, but he just knows there's a lot more into it than just having sex. Whereas when you're 17, it's just about busting a nut and telling your friends, hey, I hit that.
All right.
Sex drive is still the same. Your sex drive doesn't change. It could change depending on those different factors that we talked about. And the main factor for a low sex drive in a man is mental or physically. It's a mental thing. It's something physically. He's physically stressed or he's mentally stressed. And this is why his desire for sex has declined, not more so his ability to function. There's a big difference between sex drive and because some people have a high sex drive but aren't able to function sexually, while some people are able to function sexually. Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to ask you, so would things like smoking, drinking, habits such as that contribute to not being able to perform sexually?
Definitely. And we talked about that earlier, how your physical health plays a big part in your ability to perform sexually and your ability to laugh. So if you're healthy, alcohol, I do believe drugs and alcohol, all types play a part in sex in some way, but it differs for different people because everybody is different. So, you know, while some people, if they have too much alcohol or too much weed, they're unable to, their sex drive lowers or they're unable to perform sexually, while others may be just fine if they drink or smoke. It depends on the person. But if just talking in general, if you want to have a healthy sexual, as a man, you want to be sexually healthy and able to perform and have solid, firm erections, taking care of your health is very important. Making sure that your diabetes, you know, you don't have diabetes or you're taking care of your diabetes. You're not putting all kinds of poison in your body. You're exercising
regularly. So diabetes, I'm sorry, Joe. Diabetes, it affects your sexual drive?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Diabetes plays a part in blood flow. And so, you know, because, you know, like if people, a lot of times because they're not taking care of their diabetes, you know how people lose their foot or their legs or something like that and they have
right.
to get amputated because the blood isn't flowing. Heart conditions play a big part because heart is the blood flow. And so if your blood ain't flowing to your legs or it's not working, you know, your heart isn't pumping your blood correctly and you have a heart attack or stroke, things like that, then you already know your penis is not going to be working very well either.
All righty.
Be educated.
Educated.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Again, come on, people, call in. The number is 760-683-2662. We also have a chat room if you don't want to call in and you just want to state a comment and we'll discuss it on the show. Please, but call in. Mostly, you know, we want to hear from the guys. Mike, why don't you come on and talk to Heather tonight?
Hey, see, y'all funny. Y'all real funny. But nah, I mean, a lot of it, the dude that said what he heard on the block, we must have lived on the same block because I heard the same thing. However, I'm going to say this much about the keeping it spicy. and all of that good stuff. You know, if you take the time to go get a wig and a different outfit and all that other stuff, then, excuse me, if I'm not a selfish-ass dude, is going to do the same thing. Find an outfit you like, do a couple of different things. You can't have one chef in this kitchen.
That's the one
you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to, but I'm just saying, you know, if you're taking the time to do that, you know, this really is a thing where you need two chefs, not just one doing all, you know, adding all the spice and all the flavor and all the variety.
So if I get a wig, you're going to get a two-pack wig?
No, I wouldn't go that far, but I would do something. I mean, maybe go get a construction outfit or a fireman outfit or something like that. But, you know, women when it comes to dressing up, have a lot more options than we do. And the dude who said, well, it still feels the same, well, that's with just about 90%. Depending on the woman's diet, that's what changes her taste, her moisture, her scent, all of that. It depends on what her diet is. So, I mean, for him to say that, not so much. It's the activity and the you know, the response that'll cause something different.
Well, that's cool. Thinking, Mike, because a woman's not supposed to taste different, is she?
Say that again.
I'm saying, is a woman supposed to have different flavors?
She does.
It's not drastic, but you'll be able to tell. Like, and I'm not trying to make point when I make this comment.
Yeah.
If a woman eats fruit for a week, she's gonna have a certain taste, and then if she eats seafood for a week, she's gonna have a different taste.
Okay, you're talking about in that aspect, but are we saying that women should do that to spice up the bedroom?
No. I'm saying in terms of what the other caller said about you know, the new woman, even if your current lady dresses up and acts differently, it's still gonna be the same. Nah, it ain't going to be that much of a difference, man.
Okay.
It really ain't. But I'm saying that,
I mean, but
so from that aspect, no. But it's just about being able, it's about being able to, you know, understand. And as you get older, it does become more mental. It has to. Just like
Absolutely.
With everything else, because like with everything else, if you go through something, anything, and don't learn from it, it's a waste. Like the dude said at 17, I was just happy to be in. How was it?
Jeff.
So,
Jeff, where you at?
I'm here. Well,
it's all.
What in the world is going on?
Jeff,
it's
all raining
really bad.
Yeah, my comment would be, what about the, I mean, I understand what y'all are talking about, and, you know, Joey's big word, communication, it rains very loud. I understand that. But what about those brothers that's out there who have tried Joey's word and it's fallen on deaf ears? So now you got these guys that love their wives dearly, and they've opened up the lines of communication, and it's gone both ways, and their wife has just said to them, "Nah, dude, that ain't me. I ain't doing it."
Mm-hmm.
So what you got on your honeymoon night and your honeymoon week? That's it. That's all you can get. I'm not really trying to do all of that, because really, it's just you going in me, and that's it. And it was good on the wedding night and the wedding week, and you ain't getting nothing else. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not throwing my legs from those chandeliers just for, like Heather was saying, just the same old thing, Lane. And, you know, so I'm not doing it.
It's so amazing. If I could just speak.
I'm sorry, before we go on, if I could just speak for just some of the married people in a good relationship, for me, a lot of time it's mental. There's nothing better for me than to lay down and have sex with a woman that I know would take a bullet for me. There's nothing mentally better for me than for me to lay down with a woman who will do anything for me, and she and I are together, and we're conquering the world. For me, nothing could beat that, and maybe that's just because I'm older. So I'm not looking for no booty. I'm not looking for no, you know, young girl with curves that don't care nothing about me or is not going to do anything for me. So, you know, with some things work for other people, but, you know, some of it is mental. And for me, as I get older, love makes it better. It's not all about the physical. Sometimes I can look at my wife and go, wow, this woman has made this sacrifice for me and this sacrifice for me, you know what I mean? And I've been, you know, I come home at 3 and she's up and she stayed up even though she had to be up in the morning and she's done this. Hey, I'm going to let her have it because of those things. And for me, because I'm in a, you know, I'm grateful that I'm in a good relationship, you know, for me, it's much more mental than it is physical. And then my wife is shapely. So, you know, she's a double threat, but she's a great, 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 just a great woman. And sometimes just her being, what she does is being a woman just turns me all the way on. Sometimes she'll come to where I am. She'll bring me lunch and then come home. So for me, it has a lot to do with mental, and I don't know if everybody is at that point, but that's just where I am, and I just want to even out the playing field and say for some people it's physical, but for me, it's mental. I ain't looking for no new boot. I'm not looking for somebody that don't care about me. I'm not looking for somebody that, you know what I mean, is going to use me when the deed is done.
Well, of course, that's not with everybody. I think your difference in the whole thing is that you probably, or more what it sounds like, you chose the right one. You knew how to choose. You knew what PJ would like. You saw purpose. Y'all had passion, and then you made it happen. A lot of people don't do that. So, therefore, it leaves them in a whole another category of men. And when men are with the wrong people or with people that just have a big booty, then, no, they are not where you are, you know. And I don't think it's because you're older. I think it's maturity and wisdom. That has nothing to do with you being older because, you know, I know older guys that, you know, they don't talk like that at all. That is not in their vocabulary. They don't know how to love. You know, that's love. What you are talking about is literal love. You know, what everybody else is dealing with is crap, you know, or emotion, you know, just emotion, and that's it. So that's pretty, you know, it's fascinating. I wish more guys would experience that because, honestly, that takes choosing right.
Yeah, I understand what PJ is saying, but like he said, he wanted to like level the playing field, and I understand it totally. But I think there's a lot more people out there, a lot more couples out there that when they, you know, love plays a factor into their sex, which then becomes love making. But for those couples that does not happen, those are the couples that we're talking about. When we're talking about all they doing, they're sexing each other. You know what I'm saying? So their passion is like, oh, we have the greatest sex. You never hear them say, you know, I love making it so this, it's so that. It's just like, oh, the sex is outrageous. The sex is still pumping and thriving. So, and love makes you stay in it. Love makes you work harder so that you understand the person that you're with, so that you know not to get on their nerves, so that you know how to, like PJ said, his wife loves him, so she might bring him lunch. It might be pouring rain or snow outside, but she wants to bring him lunch. That is love. But for a lot of couples out there, sex is sex, and it rarely becomes love.
That's interesting. And again, you know, that kind, when you choose right, that the love automatically comes into play. It doesn't become a work. It becomes an effort, but it doesn't become a work. It becomes a pleasurable effort. And it has nothing to do with, you know, oh, we got to work at this. Oh, it's so hard. No, it really shouldn't be hard. Putting in effort, yeah, but it shouldn't be connected to hard work. All right. So I honestly have to is there another caller? No? Okay, the call-in number is 760-683-2662. We also have a chat room. Leave your comment. The topic tonight, when his sex drive declines. When his sex drive declines. Heather, what would you do? You in a six-year marriage and your husband's sex drive is declining. What is the first thing that you're going to do?
See, for me, this is a very touchy, touchy subject. I'm not sure. I can't say what I would do at this point in definite terms, but I think my first steps would be to, Joe's word again, is open up the lines of communication to see if there is something that we can do to help. I think more times than not, especially in the African-American community, we have an aversion of going to the doctor for things that everyday people go to the doctors for. I'm talking about the podiatrist for your feet, you know, little things like that. And so even when someone's sex drive is declining or a woman is not willing to perform or doesn't want to have sex anymore, a lot of times there's a clinical reason behind that, if nothing more than a mental belief system that's there that hasn't been broken down, something from the childhood. So if that happened with my husband, the first thing I would want to do is to discuss it. If our discussion, you know, I would try to encourage him about seeing someone. Is there something that we could do about it? I don't ever think that it would be something that would lead me to cheat on my husband, but I definitely, in knowing myself, for me, the act physically of sex is the one way that I could show someone how much I care, how much I love them. And so for me, it's very important to please that person sexually and to have that reciprocated, to feel sensual and as a woman and someone's attracted to me and I appeal to someone's senses and things like that. So I know that I would probably work on me and probably get some counseling to deal with all of those thoughts because, you know, many times we go straight to the, oh, he's cheating, or, oh, you don't find me attractive anymore, or, oh, you know, and that really may not be it. And so see how we can tweak some dietary things, some physical things. If there's a mental issue, let's deal with that. Now, if all of that happens, prayerfully to God, I will be with someone that I love and that I can go the distance with. I would then move to masturbation.
Oh, wow.
So I would just move to self-pleasing. But I would definitely go to every extent that I could and utilize every resource, even if that meant, you know, something extreme that probably turns him on to get him there so that we could enjoy a sexual experience. I would do that, even if that meant mutual masturbation, if that meant using pornography, whatever it was, I would utilize every avenue. Now, that's me. And if all else fails, that's my husband. I'm committed to that relationship and loyal to it. And if we can't find a fix, then I would move to masturbation and self-pleasing.
PJ, what do you think about if you know, we, of course, don't think you would ever reach this, but if you had to talk to somebody about something like this and a guy came and said, hey, man, you know, my wife has moved to masturbation and she's welcoming me in the room to watch, you know, because my drive ain't up there. What would you say to him?
Well, you know, what happens in the marriage bed ain't my business, but if he forced me to say something, I would suggest that, you know, hey, let's look at and see what's going on with your drive. Because you're, let's see if it's physical, let's see if it's mental. Heather said what I said earlier. A lot of times we as black people, we don't go to the doctor until it's something catastrophic. You know, and a lot of times our bodies are deteriorating the whole time, and we just ignore it, and we put band-aids on bullet wounds, and then when we have to be rushed to the hospital, you know, then it's too late.
Exactly.
You know, if you have a big gut and you're always tired and you don't have any energy, you may need to go to the gym. You may need to change your diet. And a lot of times, your penis is just an indicator of your overall health. So, you know, when your penis acts funny, then you need to go see somebody or change your health.
Okay.
So, you know, I would get him to seek help. As far as the wife masturbating thing, that depends on how he feels about it. Some people, you know, religion has come into play, morality has come into play, so that some people it may bother them. Some people it doesn't. So, I mean, that was a strange question. Hopefully, I gave an answer that covers all the bases.
I think
we also have
let
to look at that. It would be no different. It'd be no different if, you know, like for me, I was in a car accident, and I ended up in a wheelchair. So if I'm married, it's not a whole lot I can do with broken limbs and unable to even walk, stand, go to the bathroom. I definitely can't have sex. And my partner is going to have to, my spouse is going to have to. So what do I say? I'm married to someone or myself, and I'm unable physically at that particular time. It may be a year before I'm rehabilitated, because there are people who have disabilities who cannot physically walk but can have sex. But suppose there's a period of time when I can't. Do I then say to my partner, okay, it's okay for you to go outside of our marriage?
Is your mouth okay?
Absolutely, and I plan to use that too. Listen, I didn't want to go there, but since we're going there, maybe my husband is no longer turned on by the vagina and we have to move to other parts of the body. Whatever we have to do, I'm willing to do that. Now, that's me and my household. I'm not advocating that for anybody else. But yet and still, I'm just saying if there's a accident or something happens and you can't, you do have to move to other things of pleasure. And I don't think in a marriage or a relationship, the right thing to do is to say, okay, well, you can go outside of the relationship and get with somebody. So self-pleasing may be the only option.
Now,
wow.
I got a few things to say about that.
Yes, sir.
And it's definitely, I'm going to tell you now, if you, especially if you got, like, you don't have, like, an overly religious guy, you coming home, him coming home from work, and you are spread eagle, going at yourself, masturbating, please believe that's going to get his attention.
Yes.
But just going back to what PJ was saying, it's just important that you understand as a man, like, what is going on, why your sexual desire is so low. It could be one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that if you are, we think a lot of sex is good, and yes, a lot of sex is good, but understanding, like, if you're both not taking the time to change things up or make things different in the bedroom together, that it will become boring and mundane, and you both stand the chance of not having a desire for each other. So understanding that, and then also sometimes if it takes longer for you to have an orgasm, that becomes problematic too for the man and for the woman. It becomes kind of frustrating, and then for the woman, you know, eventually things dry up down there. So, you know,
wow,
just too much sex can be a problem too. So being able to just, again, understand one another's bodies, understanding what's going on mentally with you, like PJ said, go to the doctor, get help, have a conversation, talk about it, and then also give yourself some time to build up, because you have more powerful and explosive orgasms the more semen you have built up. So let's get that together. Let's learn more about our bodies. That's the main point.
Well, and I think what you're saying, Joe, is really, you know, big. And what PJ, you know, coming out of the Christian background, there are some who believe that masturbation and things like that are not the right thing to do or are a sin or whatever. But at the end of the day, knowing your body, both, you know, what you're putting in it is what it's going to produce.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman was very right, depending on what you eat. Even, I mean, you know, when you take an antibiotic and you go to the bathroom, you smell it. You know what you're taking. You know how your body responds to that. And I think that masturbation at the end of the day, even if it's not something that you're doing in a way to find pleasure, but a woman needs to explore her body. You need to know what feels good to you. A man can't just mystically fumble up on the spot and you start feeling it. You need to be able to be a part of the process, and I think that that's where a lot of times relationships kind of go sour, when he's doing all the work and there's no input, there's no point of reference that you're able to give him to say what feels good, what is pleasing, what is pleasurable, to say thank you, that's the spot, I like that. You know, the communication even in the bedroom is very vital. And I think, you know, women need to be in touch with their bodies and take ownership of their own pleasure in the sexual experience so that they can, too, initiate sex. Because I, you know, hear from a lot of guys who are just sick and tired of having to be the one to initiate.
Mm-hmm.
Having to be the one to do all the work, you know, I'm turning over this way, I'm going that way, I'm flipping her up. Get up off your back and your knees and let's
mm-hmm.
do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And it
let's
can
do
be
something
done.
Different.
Let's do something different. And I mean, if nothing more than when you walk in the door, stopping in the foyer, let's get it on.
Yep.
I mean, it's just
and
you have to be creative with it.
And the other thing is, it's just a danger when you do too much of anything. Too much of anything can kill you. But in the sense of sex, too much of anything, if it's too much masturbation or too much of the same type of sex, you become desensitized. And then things, you know, it becomes harder. So you want to be careful not to watch a lot of porn, not to masturbate a lot, or not to have just a whole bunch of sex, because you desensitize yourself, and then it kind of loses its enjoyment or flavor. Or you're going to need a, just like a drug, you become dependent and you become tolerant. That is what can happen sexually, too. You depend too much on masturbation. That's the only
Absolutely.
Thing that you're going to be able to bring yourself pleasure. If you depend too much on vibrators to bring you to orgasm as a woman, your man may not be able to vaginally, orally stimulate you or bring you to orgasm with his penis, because you spend a lot of time, you know, you have just desensitized yourself to just a whole bunch of orgasm, or just depending on one type of position to bring you to orgasm is another thing that can be dangerous. So
you're absolutely right. I was going to say, Joe, you are absolutely right, because there was a documentary sort of like, and a woman had begun masturbating when she was in college. And ironically, what she would do is straddle or saddle on a laundry basket. And it had gotten to the point in her marriage that her husband could not bring her to orgasm, they would have to bring the laundry basket into the bed.
Yeah.
See?
Because that was what stimulated her. That's what felt, because that's what she had. And although physically it seems like that's what you need, it really is mental.
Mm.
Wow.
Because
it
your
is
mind
weird.
Is so attached to what, you know, your physical is doing, you've programmed your mind, and like anything else becomes a habit after the 21 days or so long doing something. It is a mind work. It is a belief system, something that you have rooted in your mind, and you have to disassociate the mind from that. And that's why you have people, women who have inhibitions about, you know, wanting the light off. I don't want them to see my body, or can only lay on their back, or can't do the oral thing, because it is a mind work. It's a belief system that oral sex is nasty. It's a belief system that anal sex
it's
is nasty and inappropriate. Those are all belief systems.
Deja, what do you think about that? Do you agree with that, that it desensitizes you after a while of engaging in masturbation?
I do believe that it does desensitize you.
Wow.
And I mean, and we're talking about excessive masturbation. Like, this is the only thing that you are doing. Just like, and here, you build a tolerance to things. You build, you become accustomed. You, it becomes a habit forming. And you have to, the more you do something, the more closed-minded you become in a way. Just like the more people tell themselves that oral sex is nasty, then they tell themselves that over and over again, then that's what it's going to be to them. And the act is going to make them physically, they have it mentally sickening to them, it's going to become physically sickening. When if they just talk about, here we go again, they just communicate about, okay, what's the issue? Is it the taste? Well, Mike talked about earlier how eating different foods and things like that will help change the taste of things. So if oral sex for men and women, if it's the taste, you can change that up. You can fix that. So,
yeah.
You know, instead of just telling yourself it's nasty, and then working yourself to this mental and physical block, and then you're cheating
mm-hmm.
your spouse out, because especially if you've got a spouse, I ain't going to say no name like me, that enjoys giving and receiving oral sex, I'm going to be highly disappointed.
Right.
Angry. Yeah, I'm just going to be very disappointed.
It's amazing how guys tease women about weaves walking around in the daytime, but want them to come in the bedroom and put on about 4 or 5 weaves to get the party started.
The bedroom and the street, two different places.
That's amazing. I'm just saying, that's just amazing to me.
Well, I think, but you know what I think that is, Patrice? I think that feeds, a lot of that is feeding this fantasy that men see perpetuated in TV, in pornography, in basic little things, you know. It's like Jessica Rabbit. I mean, is it a cartoon or is it like for stimulate, you know what I mean? So I think that just feeds into what the fantasy is. And I think you can create that for your spouse, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, I have a friend that is very much into role-playing, and that works in their relationship, and it goes from the whole conversation piece to on and on and on. So I think that if that works, then you should do that. But I don't want to feel obligated in my relationship to have to come in and be in character every time, because I think in a marriage, it is not, you know, sex is no longer an act of obligation or an act of self-gratification. In a relationship between husband and wife, two people who care about each other, however you want to call it, it should be an expression of love and an opportunity to please that person.
Right.
It's not this, you know, let's get our jollies off, or let's see how many we can get under our belt, or my selfish scheme to make me feel good, you know, going in it, my thing is let me do everything I can to give him an experience that he'll remember,
mm-hmm.
an experience
right.
that says just how much I care, just how much I love him, and just how good I want him to feel at the end of the day. Because trust me, when you do it to a man right, all that sex drive about, oh, I got to do it every day, I got to do it every day. No, you give it to him right, he'll have some memories, and he can wait for the next time.
I'm wrapping it up tonight. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I do want to wrap it up. I'm slowing down the wine because I do have a little something to say. We do have archive shows on the site. Please go and listen to our past shows. They're freaking awesome shows to listen to. Our next show is Soul Ties, Good and Bad. So that will be next Wednesday. Soul Ties, Good and Bad. And please be sure to join us in the chat room for any comments that you might have. What I also wanted to say tonight is our co-hosts, which you probably don't know, they also are relationship bloggers or just bloggers on life. I was going through the blogs today of Joey's blog. He has a blog called Hitting the J-Spot, and it's on blogspot.com. Again, the title is Hitting the J-Spot, and I was looking through it, and one of my favorites, just to read a small snippet, The title is My Heart, Penis, Emotion, and How My Mind Won't Let You Go. And what he's saying is, just a little bit, I want to move on and be free, but my heart is in love with you. My heart beats for you, and it slowly suffocates me when we are distant. I want to move forward, but the heart wants what it wants. Woman, I know I need to move on, but my heart keeps wanting you. My penis, oh, you think it just reaches the physical exploration of your body, but your words, your touch, your sensual design, your beauty, your support, the way you affect my heart and my emotions, the intimacy, the communication, the arguments, everything about you makes it work and work right. Woman, my libido is charged for you, and if we were married, you would be able to fully understand how my heart and my emotions want to provide for you through the skill of my I need the guilt-free. And that's just a little bit of my heart, penis, emotion, and how my mind won't let you go. And, again, you can find that on Hitting the J-Spot on blogspot.com. Y'all got to check his blog out. I was also on Heather's site. Heather has a blog called The Heather Project. And of course, it's about a conversation on life, liberty, love, and common sense. One of my favorites is the one called Anthony, and just a snippet of that. That night when I prepared to go to bed, I was sitting, wrapping my hair, and Anthony comes in and says, "You're on my side of the bed." My first thought was, it doesn't matter because I'll be in here alone. But in fact, was Anthony... I'm sorry, but the fact was Anthony was getting in bed with me. Anybody who knows me knows how much I hate sleeping with anybody. Is that why I haven't gotten a husband yet? Question mark. But Anthony, I'm sorry, she uses big words. Anthony was something about us having, he was adamant about us having a sleepover together. I wasn't able to sleep because I wanted my own bed space, but that night everything between us changed. And again, that's the Heather Project. You can find that on blogspot.com. Just type in the Heather Project, which is awesome. So, Joey, why are you not hitting the J spot? Well, Joey, what is it called?
It's Joe. No, it is hitting the J spot, but it's joeforchrist.blogspot.com. Joe4Christ.blogspot.com. Sorry.
Joe, when you type in hitting the J spot, it comes up.
Oh, it does? Okay, good. We'll do that
too. Yeah. I have no idea. I have no idea what is the next co-host wants to be recognized or not. But her blog is called Transparency from the Pew, and I'm just going to call her Glass Girl for now. And one of my favorites is Stronghold. Sex is its name. Sex. I love it, and sometimes I even dream about it. And I'm going to tell you now, I'm not asking God ever to take my desires away, ever. I want to enjoy sex and enjoy it to the fullest. Ladies, do you know that the main reason you have a clitoris is for pleasure? You are supposed to enjoy sex. Yes, ladies, I'm talking to you, the old and the young. It's okay to enjoy sex. I'm not going to talk about the woman's anatomy right now. I want to talk about this stronghold of sex. And, again, that's Transparency from the Pew. If you just go to blogspot.com and just type in Transparency from the Pew and look for Stronghold. Sex is its name. And it's by the Glass Girl. And that site is also really, really interesting. I love that piece right there called Stronghold about
Sex.
Yeah,
I love that one, too. I love that one, too.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So, guys, I just wanted to, make it very, very known that the co-hosts are also, involved in blogging and helping and just sharing their thoughts on what they're going through. Not all the time, they're out there to solve a problem, but it's all about just a conversation on life, liberty, love, and common sense. Please join us next week. We love you, but we need y'all to call in. Stop being scared and call into the Daggone Show. You ain't got to say who you are, okay? Just call into the show, make your comment, or shoot us an email with your comment. That'll be fun, too. But we appreciate you listening. Wait. Okay, I just found out, but this is the after show, so you guys can keep talking.
It was a good show from what I heard.
Yeah, this was really good.
Was Mike hosting tonight with us?
Mike, no. Mike was just Mike just had
is
a
Mike
lot to
my
say.
Boyfriend?
Yes, he's your online boyfriend / lover.
Wow.
Like Mike.
Hey, Mike and PJ was on point.
Hold on, let's put Mike back on the line since he's still there, or at least he was. Nope. He hung up. Good show, guys. I was going to be a little dry there for a minute, but then, hey, it worked itself out.
Heather, why didn't you log on to Facebook?
Because I got home late.
How was your day last time?
Huh?
How was your day?
It was long. I'm prepping to go out of the country on next Saturday, so I go from there to New Orleans. Then I'm going to Vancouver, then to New Orleans, and then back. And to Texas, and then I'll be home to see my baby, who I can't believe I'm going to be gone so long from. So, that's my plan.
Joey, are you still there? Joey.
He's not there. He's gone.
Oh, why did he leave?
Don't know.
Somebody's line was beaming. Who was that? My God.
Somebody's line was what?
It was, I don't know, it was a squeak.
Yo, I think we need to talk about coming up with some kind of chat thing where it's just us in the chat instead of everybody else.
We need to find a way to do that. I agree.
Because I didn't mean for Mike to see me type in there. say thanks to Mike. You gotta go.
Well, I told you Jeff to hit the button and hang up on Mike and others. Well, maybe not Mike because that's my boo boo, but anybody else like that Spike over here last week.
Yeah, I emailed too about not letting the callers take over the darn show. And if they want a show, they can go on the blogspot.com.
When are we going to start talking about anal sex? Everybody acts like they're scared to talk about that.
Who's scared to talk about that?
Who got the shit?
Why y'all want to talk about that?
Who is rubbing their necklace up against the phone?
Right. Who is doing that?
Who's doing what?
Rubbing something up. Peter, what you doing, honey? Put the tambourine down.
No, I'm driving. It's that rain that's hitting the window.
No, that's not rain, what I'm hearing. That's like a chain sliding against.
Deidre, is that your necklace?
No.
I don't know what it is. There goes Joey. So, Heather, when you coming back to the country?
On April the 6th, I go from there to New Orleans.
Who's going to watch Avery and feed him his sugar pop tea?
I had sex with a man. No, actually, he's going to be... I said I had sex with another man. No, actually, he's going to be between his dad, his granddad, and my mom.
You had sex with another man?
In other words, I was saying he has another parent.
Oh, I see. Got you, got you. I thought his father was in California somewhere.
Yeah, but Adrian's here.
And Adrian. Who is Adrian? That sounds familiar.
Bookie. The only father he knows.
I get mixed up between... Okay, we're not on the air anymore, but I get mixed up between...
but we are.
Oh, okay. Adrian and L. I get... as far as the name...
I understand. Adrian and Anthony.
I think you're prone to dating men with...
female names.
Yeah.
I have a Tracy, a Leslie, a Kelly, and an Adrian.
It's so amazing.
Yeah, I'm very attracted to men with those kinds of names. I told you that.
Wow. So I actually have a friend named Maria. I can hook you up with him.
No thanks. I'm all booked up.
Dang. Wow, that's pretty cool.
I'm just being honest. I ain't trying to date nothing and nobody else. All
right, girl.
Who said they out?
Jeffrey.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye,
nobody wants to talk to you anyway.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to cut us off.
Who hosts the next week?
Patrice?
Who got the what? Who got the what?
Okay, who's hosting next week?
Patrice?
Soul Ties Good and Bad.
Patrice, call me tomorrow at work.
Call me tomorrow at work. Boy, you can get on with the mug, but can go to work and be professional. All right, then. I'll talk to y'all later. All right, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, peace out. Love you guys.
All right, bye-bye.